Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is John Landwehr. Hello, John.
Hi, Gary.
So John, for those who don't know, is former mayor of Jefferson City, longtime resident, and local attorney. Today, he's going to talk a little bit about he and a group just recently returned from a trip to Germany to the capital city's sister city. John, kind of give us an idea about how this relation starts about 20 years or so ago, right?
About 20 years ago, and I have to give credit to Walter Schrader.
Okay.
Is a well-known historian and researcher. For years, Walter had done quite a bit of research on the German immigration and settlement of our South Side. And where the idea of a partner city actually started, I'm not sure. I can't take full credit for it because I think Walter and a few of those folks over on the South Side kind of got the idea going, but it got a little traction. And when I was mayor, it would have been 2004, where we actually signed the official documentation on both sides of the Atlantic to establish the partner city relationship.
Okay. So what were the goals behind that relationship?
Well, it's kind of an open book, you know. As I look back, you always look at ways you can do things better. I think it can become more vibrant than it is, but I think the glass is half full in that we have some very good friends that we've gotten to know over the years in Menchberg and vice versa. We've taken several trips over. They've taken trips here, and there have been kind of the formal trips, but also a lot of informal visits going both ways. And so I think the primary purpose of the organization or of the relationship is just to establish those ties and maintain them. So I think that's mission accomplished. We can think of other things that could enhance that. You know, for example, I've always thought that there could be opportunities for students mm-hmm. to maybe be sponsored. I know I just got a call the other day. The Rotary Club has a German student coming over for a year to attend Helias. I've always thought that would be an interesting aspect for have a student exchange. But, it's been very interesting, very rewarding, and I hope it grows.
Okay. So as someone who's visited Menchberg quite often, kind of give us an idea of what the community's like.
Well, what's fun about Menchberg is it's not tourists. You know, you can plan a trip to go to Alaska or Italy, or you can read the brochures and you can see all the sites, and that's fun. That's part of the traveling experience. But what's really cool about Menchberg is it is not touristy at all. It's a town of about 10 or 12,000. It's on the Autobahn, but it's 2 hours north of Munich. So if you were going to do the tourist thing, you'd hit Munich or Nuremberg or some of those bigger cities in the vicinity. Menchberg is kind of tucked away.
Okay.
And when you walk around Menchberg, there aren't any tourist shops. There are no t-shirt shops and key rings where you can, you know what I mean?
Get your tchotchkes there.
And when they ask me, when I'm interviewed over there by their media, they kind of ask me about, you know, the same question you ask. And I've always told them because it's the same thing in that I really think this is the real Germany because you're not there just to take pictures or to see the Eiffel Tower or to see a glacier in Alaska or take a tour bus. There are no tour buses in Menchberg.
Mm-hmm.
But you just land in the city and you stay in a little very nice downtown hotel and you walk around the city and you shop a little bit and you drink coffee and you eat your bratwurst and you know, there are some things to see that are noteworthy around the city, but it would be like going to Fulton or, mm-hmm. or Hannibal. Hannibal's a little touristy because of all the Mark Twain stuff, But it's that size of a town. It's not a tourist destination. Other than our tour bus, we were the only tour bus in Mechburg, I absolutely guarantee it.
So you stuck out a little bit there, did you?
We did.
So what are some of the favorite sites you go to when you visited there?
Well, just a couple off the top of my head. The town itself is just a beautiful little town. So my favorite thing to do in Mechburg is just to walk around, find a good coffee shop, sit down, read a book. You know, people come by. The young people, especially in Germany, they speak English. Most of the older folks speak some English. Once in a while, you do have a language barrier, but it's kind of embarrassing how many folks over there speak English. So they're certainly just, hanging around in their beautiful little downtown area. But, you know, if you go out a little bit, for example, the times we've gone, they're nestled kind of among a little mountain range called the Fichtel Mountains. And there are lodges and there are walking trails in the Fichtel Mountains. We've done that. They're very proud of their textile heritage. Mm. Now, they are concerned that over the past years, well, kind of like America, we've lost a lot of our technology, but they still have a very strong sense of identity in their textiles. And so there are lots of nice textile shops and factories, things to go to see. What's geographically, and what we did this last time, we also did it before, but it was fun to do again, and especially for the new folks on the trip. If you think of a map of Germany, it's on the eastern, it's the southeastern corner in Bavaria, actually northern Bavaria, which is they call Franconia. And they don't, even though technically they are part of the Bavarian state, they think of themselves as Franconian.
Okay.
But if you look at the map, Czechoslovakia kind of pokes in. There's kind of a point. They're only about 20 miles from the Czech border. And there's a little town, I'm going to mispronounce it, but it's German, it's Mulderite. And they call it Little Berlin. And that's a neat place to visit. I'll tell you a little bit about it. You know, one of the educational things about going over there is you just have a new insight into a lot of things you learned in grade school, and you just get all that knowledge expands. So, for example, I always thought the Berlin Wall, which is kind of in Berlin, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, obviously, it was in Berlin. But after the war, when the Soviets closed down the border, that border ran all the way from Berlin to the north, all the way through the countryside.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And it was patrolled. There were fences, guard dogs, landmines, etc., through that entire probably 600-mile, 700-mile strip. Well, there was a little town called Mulderite, just 20 miles from Mechburg. And we've been there a couple of times. They have a wonderful museum. And what's unique about Mulderite is it was a divided town. In other words, the historical, when the Soviets clamped down, they created that line based on some ancient, you know, tribal barrier. And so this line happened to go right through this little town of about 3,000 people. Bang. It shut down. Guard towers, fences, etc. So they preserved a lot of that. And so you get to go and see. And so when the Soviets closed it down, there were literally brothers on either side who could wave it to each other, but they didn't have any physical contact for years. So they call that Little Berlin. And that's a really a unique thing we've gone to a couple of times. So it's mountainous. I mentioned the mountains. I mentioned Mulderite shopping. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you mentioned the group. So how large of a group was it that accompanied you?
We had really a nice size group this time, Gary. It was about 17. And we've remarked a couple of times. The first time we went over, it was in 2007. We had 34.
That's a big group.
That's, you've heard the phrase herding cats.
Yes.
Well, that was a big bunch of cats to herd.
Yeah.
Great trip. This was much more manageable. So we had 17.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you guys determine when you were going to go and all of that?
A couple of us just started talking about it. Kerry Turgeon, David Williams. David's a police captain. I think he's a captain here. David and Stephanie, his wife, they've been really very much in contact with Mechburg, and they've gone over a number of times on their own. And about a year ago, Kerry Turgeon, Colleen Taylor at Central Travel had arranged all of our trips. We just started brainstorming a little bit, and we started emailing them, the folks in Mechburg, about what time would work for them. And we kind of settled on this last week in April, first week in May.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of solidified according to their schedule and our schedules. Worked out very well.
Okay. So you mentioned there have been reciprocal visits by the Mintzberg folks. What is their perspective that you've heard of Jefferson City?
Well, you know, they've been over twice. They were actually the first to visit. They came over in 2006. And then again, they came over in 2010. So they're kind of due, you know, no pressure, but we talked to them, for example, about how next year is going to be a neat year for us in terms of celebrating the city's 200th anniversary and the nation's 250th. Mm-hmm. So we've been kind of coaxing them a little bit. We're thinking that they might come back again. It's interesting to visit with them about when they first considered the relationship, they were concerned that maybe Jefferson City was too big.
Okay.
Because they think of themselves rightfully as a small town, and they are. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not that much bigger, but I think they perceived us as being much larger and, you know, much more sophisticated or something. But
right.
They've all gotten over that. It's good. We've established a lot of friendships, really, as with the internet, you know, it really helps you keep in touch.
Sure, sure. So earlier you'd mentioned that that there's the potential of the relationship to continue to grow and to expand. From your perspective, how do you see this growing beyond this point?
Well, you know, I mentioned the idea of exchange students. I think would be a good place to start. We would like to get the younger folks involved. Some of the folks who came on our trip this year were a little younger. Of course, everybody's younger than I am. The exchange students relationship would be a neat thing. We had a student that I arranged a little curriculum for. She's now a lawyer. And I arranged a little mini curriculum, and she actually got some credit for it back at the University of, can't remember the name of the university. But anyway, so the idea of having some young people exchanging educational experiences, I think would be good. No, the problem is international travel is expensive.
Yes.
So, you know, for the average young, you know, 20-something, for them to pay for a trip like this is quite a challenge. So you have that working against you. We've thought about maybe some scholarship-type things where we would sponsor a student, kind of like the Rotary is. Rotary is very active in some of their exchange programs. Mm-hmm. But if we could focus on maybe someone from Mintzberg or their surrounding area coming over and vice versa, mm-hmm. I think that'd be a fruitful place to the relationship. Although, you know, it's good the way it is. I don't mean to suggest that it needs a lot of work, but you always look for ways to improve.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and you mentioned price of ballpark. What if someone were to have gone on the trip with you? What's a ballpark idea of what they'd be investing?
About $4,500.
Okay.
And you know, that's a chunk of change. But we've done a little bit of traveling as we're getting older, and you know what Colleen Taylor at Central Travel was able to piece together was quite extraordinary, because we learned that, you know, if you're going to pay for the flight over there, you would just want to go to your partner city for 3 days and fly back.
Yeah.
So you always do some touristy things. We learned that the time to do the touristy stuff is in advance. That's the first part. So I know the first trip, we didn't do that. The first trip, we landed, you know, in Munich, bus to Mintzberg, go to the hotel. I had to put on a tie because I was mayor. Show up at City Hall and there's a parade and we're drinking beer, right? And I haven't slept for 24 hours, right? So we learned from that experience.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now we do the touristy thing first. So for example, in past trips, we've gone to Berlin first, or we go to Munich first and spend some time. Or this time, very interesting element, went to Prague in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Prague is just about a three-hour bus ride from Mintzberg.
Okay.
I noticed how close Mintzberg is to the Czech border. So that worked out great. So when we're talking about pricing and value, you know, you're talking about a flight, which, by the way, Lufthansa now has direct flight from Lambert to Frankfurt. It used to be we'd have to change planes in New York or Atlanta or Chicago, and that just adds another component to the day, and it's really a killer. But you get that direct flight now to Frankfurt, and then we took a quick one-hour flight over to Prague. Prague was our tourist kind of thing. Do that for a couple of days, bus to Mintzberg. And then on the way back to the airport, we spent 2 days in Heidelberg. Very interesting. So both, you know, before and after the partner city experience, mm-hmm. we had a more touristy type
experience. Yeah.
So that package, and there are a lot of meals included. Usually those international hotels, they have the breakfasts are unbelievable, breakfast buffets. And then when you get to Mintzberg, they roll out the red carpet and they're feeding you all the time, you know. So really, in terms of value, for that approximately $4,500 with that international flight, and that includes all the hotels and a lot of meals. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty good bargain.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any parting thoughts you want to share with folks who may be listening about the trip?
Oh, just if our friends from Metroburg come next year in 2026, hopefully we'll get some good support from the city. For example, the expenses of most of the meals while we're in Metroburg and some of those little side trips, those were all sponsored by the city of Metroburg. So we want to talk to the mayor and the city administrator and city council about maybe having a little, you know, so far when the Germans have come here, we've gotten some sponsors, but there's been no governmental expense,
okay,
governmental subsidy. So we might want to talk to the city about that. So if you hear about the, if any listeners hear about the, our friends from Metroburg coming in 2026, call up, we'll get you on the committee. You know, maybe you could host a family, or maybe you could be part of a committee that sponsors a meal or an event.
Sounds great, John. Keep us posted on it.
Will do. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.